I've always been interested in the ghost and spirit world. Many years ago, I spent the night in what is allegedly the most haunted church in England. My senses played tricks on me a few times, like the moonlight flickering through the trees and diamond-leaded windows to dance in peculiar shapes by the altar. There were thumps and creaks of the massive oak purlins in the roof and bell tower as they adjusted to the cool of the night from the blazing heat of the summer daytime. Although, with a little help from my imagination, I could have easily interpreted these things as genuine spirit activity, I never experienced anything inexplicable on that particular occasion. Any ghosts were probably frightened away, because I had a tape recorder there with me, running constantly at slow speed, and a primed camera strung around my neck. More recently, in the dead of night and in my own home, I briefly awoke from my bedtime slumber. First with one eye, and then with both, I noticed a concentration of light in what appeared to be a spherical shape, moving hesitantly to and fro across the far wall of my bedroom. It seemed to drift out of the door and onto the landing, accompanied by a strange creaking sound. There was a strong full moon that night, and a slight breeze was caressing the trees just outside my window. That was probably the explanation, I thought. I soon drifted back to sleep with vague thoughts of the need to investigate a noisy plumbing system soon. However, when I awoke properly in the morning, I couldn't help but think whether these occurrences would still have happened had I a tape recorder and a camera at the ready there with me that night.